bother counting years at all in that culture. HBO series Game of Thrones, but no one seems to be able to predict when. The planet's last summer persisted for 7 years, while winter has been known to last for generations. Understanding when the season will change is just one of the many issues plaguing the characters of the fantasy series based on the books by George R. R. Martin. Although science doesn't play much of a role in the fictional world, which comes complete with dragons, magic, and a red comet that serves as an omen, planetary science could help explain the odd seasonal changes of all the three continents in the show's universe. Yes, seasons can last arbitrarily long times. Jeff Marcy, a veteran planet hunter in UC Berkeley, wrote in an email to space.com, seasons are for the most part controlled by the way the planet leans toward or away from its sun. For example, the Earth's axis does not run straight through the planet. Instead, it has a slight tilt that points the northern hemisphere toward the sun during part of the planet's orbit, causing summer, and away for another part, causing winter. Other planets experience similar and more extreme seasonal changes. The planet Uranus in our solar system has its north pole spin axis pointed toward the sun during some 42 years, and it points away from the sun for another 42 years, wrote Marcy. If you look anywhere in the northern hemisphere, summer would last 42 years, and winter would last 43 years. So the spin axis orientation makes all the difference. While the Uranus' winter and summer might extremely long, they are still predictable. On Game of Thrones, no one knows when summer will end and winter will begin. It's possible that a wobbly axis could create variable seasonal lengths, said George Laughlin, an astrophysicist at the University of California, Santa Cruz, but not necessarily on the timeline that it's. A wobbly tilt will not create rapid seasonal changes over the course of years or even decades, Laughlin said. Variability in the length of a season happens after thousands of years. In other words, the characters on a television show would not be allowed to see a distinct change in the length of any seasons. Mars has a wobbly axis, according to Marcy. However, the red planet's seasons don't change from one year to the next. Instead, it takes thousands of years for the planet's axis to wobble enough to change the length of the season. Seasons are also dependent on the kind of planetary system the exoplanet finds itself in. One situation that will lead to wildly variable seasons over long periods of time is if the planet in question is a member of a strongly interacting multiple planet system, Laughlin said, describing how planets orbit could be blocked by another planet. These changes would also happen over the course of thousands and millions of years, Laughlin added. This also might be a good explanation for the seasonal issues on the Game of Thrones. Books and TV show make mention of a second moon that disintegrated when it flew too close to the sun. Of course, in the book's lore, the moon was actually an egg full of dragons, so maybe it would be best not to apply too much real science to this kind of fiction. The official website, Game of Thrones timeline, fact, the winter is coming. Fact. Here's a fact. Okay, load the fact. General, what is Game of Thrones? What is the Song of Ice and Fire? What is it about? Is there an official website for the series? Who are the showrunners in the series? What about other people involved in the production? All this sounds expensive. How can we know it won't be canceled prematurely, as some previous HBO series? It's been indicated that HBO regrets canceling some of their shows. Yeah, I really want to get part in this show. What if I just want to work as a PA or intern or guy who runs out to get coffee? How does HBO plan to adapt the series? Is George R. R. Martin involved in the making of television adaptation?
And these are about the cosmology
of the seasons. Is the budget big enough to film the slain direwolves. Dogs of the mother human breed have been used to stand for young direwolves in every ages. These dogs have been bred to resemble wolves since their parents have traced their ancestry to Siberian Huskies, Alaskan Malamutes, and German Shepherds, among others. Also, a crop of a female direwolf carcass was used in the scene where direwolf pups are found.
Bruce is trying to CGI-enhanced wolves to make adult direwolves in future seasons.
Season 1, scripting. How long is the first season? That almost sounds like what I'm looking for, but they're not talking about the right thing. Oh. Game of Thrones showrunners explain why they changed Sansa. Science and Technology, Game of Thrones, Wikia. Why do people in Game of Thrones measure time in years? Here we go. I understand that Martin had to give us something relative to our own time scale, but why would a society base its time measurement on something as arbitrary as a 365-day year instead of some other unit more in line with the seasonal changes? In Martin's world, the seasons are both variable and too long to use. The difference in ages and time.
Your skill is less than 3 seconds.
The winter season will become in Martin's Westeros. The idea of years is a little arbitrary. It doesn't seem that likely in practice, but it matches the greater sense of time. Somewhere, it should come from distances. So, this is not a great answer. Think about places with extreme climates in our own world. It's always cold in, say, the polar regions, where they measure time in days, months, and years. Some regions are always hot and are tropical, and they measure time in days, months, and years. This person doesn't seem to understand, like, sociology. Time measures are based on the movements of the Earth. The day is a full time of the world around itself, and it moves around the sun. Yeah, this person is explaining what a year is. The other person is, these are not good answers. It's a shitty answer. It's not so far. It's poor as can be. Sailed the Mediterranean. as long as being 213 to 44 meters tall. Yeah, good job converting that. Keeping the precision. Weights are rarely mentioned in the TV series, but it has been said that pounds, tons, and ounces are used to measure them. There are also non-metric units, as kilograms do not exist as a unit in Westeros. In the books, the old non-metric unit of stones is also used, but the stone weighs about 14 pounds. Animals and plants are not science or technology either. Wyverns. Direwolves, the larger cousin of regular wolves, only found north of the Wall. Krakens, massive cephalopods that stalk the Earth's oceans. Wait, say Earth's stalk the world's oceans. Plants, science and technology. Science and technology on Wikipedia. No, that's a category on Wikipedia. It's not an article called Science and Technology. Game of Thrones hair and wardrobe secrets revealed. Game of Thrones Telltale Games. Iron Throne. Why are fantasy world accents British? That one didn't occur to me to ask that. That's just as good a question, though. Reasons why women love HBO's show Game of Thrones. Dad. Okay, this is like a Ghost Peach situation. Yeah. I would read you these jokes if I knew what they were. I guess it's more like if I would get them, I'd read them to you, even though... Oh, the reason you can't get them is because they have pictures involved. Phrasing the search. Why do they measure time, tinge time in years on Game of Thrones? Game. Ah, here's a better question, or maybe. Maybe not a better question, but maybe a more useful one. In Game of Thrones, how is the length of a year measured? I mean, if 5 years for 4 seasons, but that definition is useless when it lasts many years. Is a year in Westeros just 365 days arbitrarily? Oh, this is the same person who was like all high and mighty about how all cultures use years. Yep. We don't define a year as 4 seasons, actually. Not every place that even has 4 distinct and equal seasons. We determine time based on the center of their calendars. Changing of our season of the calendar coincides with astronomical events, solstices and equinoxes. If you look up where our calendar systems come from, the ancient ways of keeping time, the means of keeping time based on what's going on in the sky, the Mayans, despite living in a climate without 4 distinct seasons, as we know them, managed to create a very accurate calendar. R. Martin has said that even though Westeros has wildly irregular seasons, people can just tell the year by looking at the stars. Meisters in the Citadel probably have a good system for keeping track of time. A year in Westeros seems to last roughly the same amount of time as a year in our world. It has been a pivotal event in history, Ed Jones' Landing, and marked that as the beginning of a new era. The events of Game of Thrones will transpire roughly 300 years after Ed Jones' Landing. No, on Earth we do not find the year by the seasons. It is the time they can go around the sun once. In Game of Thrones, this is unclear, but it is possible that it is the same way. For X, Perhaps it may not be an elliptical, be a elliptical one, but something a bit more weird, and which does not remain the same over a year or so. For example, it might be a little longer and changing each year. On Earth, the path is stable, and hence the seasons are approximately the same duration each year, but if you look over an expanse of years, you'll find the path is not perfectly ellipsed and has some perturbations as well. These can be bigger. Well, these can be bigger in SOIF. The said planet might be part of a two-star system, which makes its path a bit more complicated, and hence maybe fluctuating. Plus, GRRM has said he's going to expound on that point. I think it's an important aspect of the universe. It might have something to do with the White Walkers. We actually don't define a year by seasons. Okay, good. The duration of the year is counted in the context of days, not seasons. Game of Thrones seasons are longer than a year. I guess you might find that confusing, sitting in Winterfell is near Greenland. The sun doesn't rise for months. Probably this is what is meant. The time for which it is dark is defined as winter, and hence the saying winter is coming. Definitely not by one season equal to 1 year in the Game of Thrones. I think it's hardly 3 years in Game of Thrones till now. Right, so obviously they base it on the stars, but there's still no good anthropological reason why they would have latched onto that as their unit of measurement. Count of years. So I have. Hello, I looked up in the forum, but couldn't find an answer. I bet it's hidden somewhere tough. This is Kikajan, who has 736 posts. I cannot figure out how they count years, given the fact that summers and winters last for a random time span. Since my knowledge men have always counted years from one winter solstice to another, which cannot be the case in Westeros. Solstice to another on Earth, there are about 12 full moons. Sorry for my English. So in our time count, it seems reasonable to split up 1 year in 12 months. Why should Westeros count 12 moons and say a year is over? Maybe it was more convenient to them to count 10 moons. I don't have evidence either that they are counting money on base 10, tough. Or 20 or 15, for instance, and say the year is over. Not really be sure, for instance, that when Bran is 7, he is 7, but our count, depending on how they calculate years in Westeros, is either younger or older. I wonder also what the orbit of the planet around the sun may be to have such a queer alternance of summers and winters, but the really hunting question is, how old are really the characters? I hope I made myself clear. Thank you for illuminating me. I like this guy. Did you try the wiki? Your English is good. The years are not counted from winter to winter, but according to Earth's turn around the sun. People in Westeros could keep track of time this way. So a year in Westeros is the same as a year here on Earth, but instead of naming the month, they assign simply a number. Seasons and the shorter during the winter. Masters of the Citadel gather these measurements for the conclave, allowing them to decide whether a season has ended. The world is orbited by the moon, very similar to Earth's. Among the red priests, the sun is associated with R'hllor, and flared prayers intended to implore his return at dusk and to want to celebrate. Quarthene believed that dragons were hatched from a second moon that came too close to the sun and cracked. And that's the end. That's the last.